turning to the Orphan Mentality Podcast. And today, you will listen to Danida Ogandaga. She will guide you into freedom from abusive relationships and emotional hurts. So please, join us today in this timely broadcast.
Tonight,
no matter how I feel,
I wanted to come and speak to you a little bit about a topic tonight that we're going to talk about. It's called Promises That You Can Take to the Bank. I hope you had an empowered day today. We've been doing a lot of baby showering. If you can look on our Facebook page, you can see some of the photo albums. But just really want to give thanks to God for everything that He's been doing in preparation for the new life that we are bringing into this world. All of these things are a manifestation of being obedient to God. I really thank God for this podcast. I thank God for all of the listeners who are around the world that take a few minutes of their time to log on to the Orphan No More podcast. Over the last couple of months that we've been holding the podcast, we've had a huge response, a huge listener audience, and our goal is to continue to spread this word through various venues. We want to be able to expand, and we thank you for those that have contributed your donations to the Orphan No More podcast. That's allowing us to be able to do more marketing, to get our name out, and to be able to let people know what this podcast is doing, to be able to be invited to speaker conferences and other engagements, just to connect with people so that they can be encouraged. Really wanted to talk to you tonight also about a project that we started working on. We're compiling a book, and if you all have testimonies, I'm sure you do, about your walk into the arms of Christ, how you may have been in a situation in your life, things were, I guess, in a pit for you, and how did you lift yourself out of that pit? How did God deliver you from that pit that you were in? I want you to be able to send me via email or write or whatever the case may be, your testimonies to me. Send them through the Facebook page or email me at danidaogandaga@hotmail.com. Try to do it as soon as you can, hopefully by July 1st. I would like to be able to receive your entries for consideration into this book that we are compiling. The book, as I said, is really an extension of the podcast. It's really going to be an opportunity for us to be able to have a print edition of a compilation of all of the testimonies that we have been receiving through this Orphan No More podcast. I want to thank all the people that have logged on to our Facebook page and our website and our podcast profile page and have left your comments, your questions. Continue to do that because that gives us inspiration that we take to God. We take your prayers, requests to God, and we ask Him to help you and assist you in your time of need. And we just believe that as we're speaking to you tonight, that the words are going across the screen. The word of God says that He sent His word, and His word delivered you from your destruction. So we may not physically be there with you tonight, but we are sending the word of God that's found in the Bible. We're sending that word to you and believing that that word is strong enough to break any addictions, any situations that you may be having, any hurt, any pain, whatever the case may be. So with that being said, I'm sure you all know that we are in a recession, as the world says, but there are promises from God that we can take to the bank. There are promises that God has for us that are impenetrable, no matter what the situation may be. People can throw rocks, people can throw arrows, people can do whatever they want to do, but the promises of God are irrevocable, they're impenetrable, they are forever. I'm sitting here looking at this plaque on our wall that says perseverance, the greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it. I'm sure that a lot of us may be in a transitional stage right now. Maybe there are some of you that have been laid off. Maybe there are some of you that have, like myself, are preparing for motherhood and currently don't have any children. And, you know, people are coming to you and, you know, probably inundating your mind full of their horror stories. And you don't know what you need to believe. You know, maybe there are people that are coming to you and saying, man, my salary was cut by 50%. And Susie Orman, you know, always told me that that was a really bad thing. And I don't know what I can do. I don't know if I can live off that. Let me encourage you. God has not given us a spirit of fear. He wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to reach out to him and know that all things are working together for the good if we will love and trust him. So with that being said, I just want to give you some encouragement. I want you to take heart. God is with you. The same way that he delivered the children of Israel, he is in the same business today of delivering you. We don't have to struggle to get God's undivided attention because he hears us. He knows. And all we have to do is reach out to him and cry out to him and ask him for help in our time of need. God promises us that he will go before us and go behind us. In Exodus 14:19, there's a scripture that I really, really like. It says that the angel of God, who has been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them. And when you think about that scripture, it's sort of like it sets up a tone of protection of how God goes before us and how he goes behind us. It's like we're walking in a shell of protection. So no matter what we're going through, it may seem like we're walking our walk alone, but I promise you, if you remember that poem about footprints in the sand, about all the time that you saw that one set of footprints, that was how God was carrying us. It wasn't us walking through the infernos and the situations of life by ourselves. God was actually carrying us. He goes before us. He wants to prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He wants us to be encouraged and know that we have the confidence that we need, even if we do not feel like we do. God has positioned his angels to be in position to help us when we need it most. So I just want you to know that there are promises in God's word that we can take to the bank and we can make a deposit and we can be sure that that deposit will produce a huge opportunity for withdrawal of our faith when we need it most. I also want you to know that it's a comforting thing to know that God is with us. We have victory in every situation that we face in life. There are a lot of times that, you know, a lot of you may be feeling as though, you know, you're walking through life and, you know, there's just so much going on and you're just feeling so overwhelmed. You just don't know how you're going to get over your situation. But I just want to let you know you will and you win. I'm sure you've been watching the news about the swine flu and all this stuff that's been going on in the world and people uncertain of their future. And a lot of the job cuts have been going on. A lot of cars have been broken into and a whole bunch of other things. But God also wants us to know that he's going to fight for us when we get in conflict. We don't have to be afraid of going out and going to the grocery store because of swine flu. We can say, no, by the stripes of God, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. I don't have to worry about swine flu. I live above that. Make sure you're sanitizing and washing your hands and doing all the things that you're supposed to do in the natural. But in the spiritual, don't let people come and try to put fear in you, because that's all people know. When the world and when the media is pumping fear into you, when songs are being written, when speeches are being written to put fear into you, we have a way of succumbing to that. But you can't let that get down in your spirit. You have to trust the word of God that says that he will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on him. And we have to, too, brothers and sisters, learn how to keep our mind focused and stay on him. As I'm preparing for labor And for the birth of our first child, we're literally weeks away from that, actually a week away from that. But even in that, you know, as I said, people try to target you. It's like I have a red dot on my forehead. And they want to come to me and tell me all about their horror stories and how they were in labor and people had to go in and turn the baby and how the epidural did this kind of stuff. And I just a whole bunch of stuff. I'm like, come on, please. I don't want to hear this. Come to me with some good stuff. I mean, let me know, you know, the good side of parenthood. You do enjoy being a mother, don't you? And then I have to just laugh and just realize that all that stuff is trying to come to shake me off of my base. God knows he prepared me. He equipped me for childbirth way before I was born. He put the desire in my heart to be a mother. Satan tried to take that from me. God restored it and gave it back to me. And now that I have this beautiful baby on the way, why would I let someone allow me to be in fear in delivering and accepting one of the most important roles that any woman on this earth can accept, and that's the gift of motherhood? Not so, y'all. It's not flying. Trust me. When we get to that point, God, as the word says, is going to go before me, and he's going to be there behind me. He's going to take us to the hospital. He's going to be there on the other side of the delivery when we bring her home, and when we get ready to start raising her, he's going to be there too. The promises of God are irrevocable. They're irretrievable. They are sure. And you can stand on those promises. So I want you to be encouraged today. If hopefully we will have the opportunity to record another podcast before the baby comes. But I just want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you. We love you. We thank God for you supporting the Orphan No More podcast. If this is your very first time listening to the podcast, know that this podcast was created to break the bondage of the orphan mentality. The orphan mentality is a mentality that you have adopted due to a traumatic experience in your life that has caused you to feel less than. It has caused you to feel distant or broken off from those things that can assist you in your healing. You don't have to run away. Run to it. Run to your healing. Run to the solutions in your life. Let the drugs go. Let the pornography go. Let all the unnecessary addictions and habits in your life, the unnecessary people, let all those things go. Run. We encourage you to go and check out our old podcast from previous months. I hope that you will be blessed. We've been providing this podcast on the air since January, and we are looking forward to doing it continuously. And if you are ever, as I said, in the area, stay tuned for an important announcement for our book club. But I want to pray with you, and I'm going to say goodnight, okay? Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters that are listening to this podcast. I thank you that they will email us at DanitaOgondaga@hotmail.com or log on to our Facebook page and submit their questions and comments. And I thank you that you are healing them right now of every situation that they are facing. I thank you that they will submit everything that they have to you and realize that you died for them. I thank you that if there is anyone that needs to be saved, that they will cry out to you now and ask that you will save them and that you will forgive them for their sins, and that they will make a turn towards you and not look back. I thank you for healing the hurt. In Jesus' name, we love you. God bless you. And we hope you have a good night.
If you want more information about Danida Ogondaga and our book club, you can reach her at DanidaOgondaga@hotmail.com. Danida Ogondaga, DanitaOgondaga at hotmail.com. And if you are in Atlanta, you can come and assist to our Esther Day Book Club at 6 p.m. every first Sunday of the month at Barnes & Noble's in Fayetteville, Georgia. Thank you so much for your love and support.